believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to a What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. If that doesn't get you going, I don't know what will. I love that song.
I love it too.
Man, just wait till you hear the full version, dude.
I don't want to like call it out, but is it a normal person can afford to get something done by him?
A normal person can afford to get something done by him. Yeah, that's right. It's a buddy of mine who produces that song and actually does the song here at the end of our What Is Your What Wednesdays as well. And so, yeah, if you want more information about that, you can email us. And steve@steveolsher.com is my email. Happy to make an intro for you. All right, so here on What Is Your What Wednesdays, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts from my New York Times best-selling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. Oh, man. All right. So we've been covering a lot of fun ground here. And today I thought we might shift over into the pinnacle, which is coming from chapter 5 and page 56 there for our lovely Kelly, so that you can get the show notes down a lot easier. But that'd be chapter 5 and page 56 there, Kelly, where we talk about the pinnacle. And I wanted to read this quote here from Mr. Sir James Allen to get us started. And what Mr. Allen said was, quote, "Man is made or unmade by himself." And ladies, you can just go ahead and interchange man for woman and himself for herself. Okay, so man is made or unmade by himself. By the right choice, he ascends as a being of power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of his own thoughts. He holds the key to every situation. So, pretty deep stuff there, Mr. Allen. Pretty deep stuff. And ultimately, you know, kind of the last line that really sticks with me there is that he holds the key to every situation. And it really got me thinking about how we go about creating our lives, right? Because ultimately, I do believe that we hold the key to the life that we create, and ultimately the life that we create is by our own doing. Now, don't get me wrong, there are random acts that take place, and you know, those tragedies happen, and let's pull those out of the discussion, and let's talk about it from the standpoint of a normal scenario where you wake up in the morning, and it is that moment where you can decide, hey, this is going to be my day, and I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. Albeit you might have a day job and you got to go do your thing, but nevertheless, how you react during that day is your choice, right? At least let's agree on that, that you hold the key to that situation. Yes, we can agree?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yes. Richie. And hanging out with Richie Ote and White Wade's with us as well. And Mary Goulet is off doing her work in the world, which is awesome. So thank you for that. And at this point, by work in the world, I mean hanging out at a Mexican resort. But yeah, there you go. And so what is really interesting is I don't think that, at least based on my experience and talking to a lot of people, and myself included, I'm guilty of this. I don't even remember the last time that I did this. But when is the last time that you really sat down and designed your ideal life? You know, I mean, what does that look like? Where do you work? What types of people do you surround yourself with? What do you do for fun? Yes, Wade.
Richie, have you ever posed the question, how would you like to play in your business?
How would you like to play in your business, Wade? Now, that's good. I mean, it's a good question.
Well, yeah, it's one of Rich's fundamental reflections on life.
Yeah. And you know, look, what I believe is that when you are at your best and you're fully thriving and living in a way that's consistent with who you were truly born to be, you've achieved what I call the pinnacle. And the pinnacle is really living at the peak, if you will, of your existence. So what I want you to do is really take a moment and imagine what your life would be if you were living without compromise, if you were fulfilling your dreams and your desires and surrounding yourself with people who you love and engaging in activities that really bring you the most joy, you know, what would you do each day if you could design your life in any way to choose? And if you're listening to the podcast version of What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio, this would be a good time for you to hit the pause button and really think about that. You know, just take a moment or two or 20 or 30 to really think about this and really dream in terms of what your ideal life could look like. I mean, if it's, you know, playing 18 holes of golf in the morning and 18 in the afternoon, or if it's been married to someone you deeply love, you know, having kids or being the CEO of a well-respected company, you know, whatever that is for you, don't hold back. Just think about it and design that ideal life. And of course, you know, design it however you'd like, because you shouldn't be held back by the limitations of your current surroundings. I mean, this is a dream, right? I mean, this is you dreaming about what that life is that you could create if you put your mind to it. And it's really interesting. I've been watching that Blue Collar Millionaire show, and I know we've, you know, talked about this before, and I don't know, I just, that show really resonates with me, because what I have found is that, in again, really kind of the premise of the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. If you can find that one thing that really puts fire in your soul, it's amazing how everything else can truly fall into place. I mean, there was this woman yesterday on the show who runs an asphalt company, like a paving company. I don't know if you saw that one, right?
The one where she was pointed out to the owner there were some problems going on. And
she was a bookkeeper, and she was just kind of going through the books and started seeing that there were some discrepancies, and like some money came up missing and this, that, and the other. And she dug through it further and further and further, and she found that the president of the company basically had siphoned off about $1.5 million. And she brought this to the attention of the owner of the company. And of course, that president was fired on the spot. And the guy got older, and he basically left her the company because of what they meant to one another, and really had this really strong, beautiful relationship. And anyway, asphalt is her thing. I mean, it's not glamorous by any stretch of the imagination, but she takes it on with, you know, that just that endless, boundless energy and love. I mean, she loves her employees. She loves what she does. She considers herself to be the asphalt queen, you know. And so, okay, that's all well and good, Steve, but what does that have to do with anything? Well, she has leveraged that business into enough of a cash generating, you know, business for her to be able to compensate and surprise her employees with, you know, cars as they need them and these sort of things. But also, I think she said she traveled to like 16 countries last year and just loves celebrating with her friends and all. And so to her, that's her ideal life. She has created her ideal life. And so designing your ideal life, I mean, it's really a powerful exercise that will enable your soul to soar without restrictions. And as you begin writing this down, you know, you may find that once you begin that first sentence, your hand can't write fast enough as your subconscious, you know, kicks in and then demands that you recognize what's most important. And what I have found in terms of the workshops that I've done and working with people and so on is that your subconscious almost never gets that opportunity to really just soar and really just tap into where you find the most fulfillment, because you seldom give yourself the gift of identifying what would really bring you meaningful pleasure and happiness. And, you know, ultimately, it's not your fault. And why is that? I mean, because if you think about it, the schools don't do a good job of helping us figure that out. I mean, the education you probably received hasn't prepared you adequately for living an outstanding life. I mean, you read and you write and you can solve mathematical equations, but you were never really taught how to strive for and thrive at the peak of your existence. And so ultimately, it's an exercise that I encourage you to think about, you know, which is, if you could design your ideal life, what would that look like? Mm-hmm. And what would you need to have in your life now that you currently don't have?
Do you have like a formula for that? Because people have heard that before. You know, yeah. Set goals, write down what is it you want, do your vision board, all this stuff. Do you have a different way of approaching it that helps draw that out of the subconscious more? Or do you just keep going until you feel like you get to the subconscious.
Yeah, I mean, I think that ultimately it boils down to doing this as an exercise without fear of judgment or repercussions, because most of us don't live our ideal lives, quote unquote, because of the fact that we have the pressures of outside influences. And we have people who basically say, you know, look, this is what you've bought into and you've made this bed and now you got to lie in it. And all of a sudden you want to go out and you want to do that? You know, so that's the I'm not saying you can go out and do this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you can make this happen, you know, in the next 90 days. But I am saying you can at least start identifying pieces of what your ideal life, that your current situation, your current circumstances would allow you to manifest. Go ahead, wait, within the next 6 seconds.
Kind of extending permission for you to actually be happy. It's okay. You're allowed to take a moment and think about yourself, and you can try to be happy. And it's amazing that people on a subconscious level almost need permission to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And what's interesting is that the happier that you are, the more that you're able to give to those around you. So it's actually a very special, if you will, circle of love when you come right down to it. You love yourself, you're able to love others much more, you know, in a much more impactful way. So think about it. Design that ideal life, and I'd love to hear from you. So, all right. Well, look, do this. Keep subscribing, keep rating, keep reviewing the podcast edition of this, and we will talk to you guys next time here on What Is Your Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.